KCR, KV4, CPA.
I'm still here. I'm waiting on my coffee and my miniature cinnamon rolls to cool down.
Man, it's such a terrible problem to have. I really feel sorry for you, Tom. Pains me to no end.
You know, the good Lord has a place for liars, and it's a lot hotter than where you're at.
Yeah. Oh, me. Fortunately, there's only one thing that can send you to hell. I'm just talking as a minister now. But that's the truth. There's only one thing that can send you. I remember I had this guy at the county, and we were working on cars, and he said, yeah, David, listen to that rock and roll. It'll send you to hell, won't it? I said, nope, sure won't. He looked at me like I was crazy.
It's wrong. It's rap music that'll do that.
Rap music will drive me insane. It probably wouldn't take but about 30 seconds, some of it, but anyway, that's just me. Well, I'm driving into the noisy zone again, so I don't know.
But you're okay so far. I know where you're at.
I'm right here at Henry's Barbecue. So you want me to stop and get you some barbecue?
It's awful good. What'd you say, Bernice?
Yeah,
it sounds good, she said.
You want the 10-pound bag, don't you?
Shoot. We've been there one time, but it's been many years ago.
Had some yesterday. In fact, we got enough in the fridge, coleslaw and barbecue for another meal. So we'll probably warm that up in the microwave, and that'll be our supper tonight or late this afternoon. And when I left, my wife was finishing wrapping up 7 ukuleles for all the children that'll be over at the house when Sunday, I believe it is.
That ought to be a lot of fun.
Especially since she told me, you know, at first she said, you know, you don't need to tune them. And I said, what? I'm not going to hand the child a ukulele that's not tuned. I said, I'm just not going to do that, you know? They're not expensive ukuleles or anything, but at least I want them, you know, tuned, and I know they'll get out of tune, but at least when they start off, it'll be right.
Mrs. N0TR. Well, I'd have to say it's better than a kazoo, and it's better than rap music. That's not music. They're just getting up there screaming and saying dirty things and more or less talking. It's not music. It's trash. But I'm gonna get in trouble.
I just hope we don't have any rappers on here. I was laughing because my thought that was going through my head was, what if they started, talking on the radio instead of talking, they started rapping their words. That's the way they were communicating.
There was one come through the Walmart parking lot the other day, and it was as filthy a thing as I ever heard in my life. And I was in the Navy, you know, and I've been around the world, and I heard a lot of things, but that was disgusting. And you pull up alongside them at times in their cars with their 1,000-watt subwoofers, and that's rather annoying, too. But I tell you what I want to do, but you have to be in person about their nice stereos. you just can't do that. But it's just ridiculous. I'll spend as much on a stereo as they got in a car. I've seen that down Joplin, Missouri one day. This kid had a one, he said it was 168 decibels. I says, that's just not possible because you'll blow the windows out. And he said, come with me. He walked around in front of it, and the front window was cracked. I mean, the whole back seat was speakers. This has been years ago. And he said, yeah, the stereo did that. You want to be sure you have the windows rolled down. And I just didn't know you could get that. And he said, I got more money in the stereo than I do the car. And I think he said at that time he had $8,000 in the stereo.
Yeah, I ran into a guy when I worked at Ferry Ford. He had an old van. He had three alternators on it. And he had power inverters on it. And he ran an entire stereo system like you plug into the house in his van. And he had, and this was back before, you know, they came out with, all the separate speakers and the, your big bass speaker and all that in the back and the nice stereo. So he had a nice stereo. And it was loud, I tell you, but he could crank it up. But three alternators, good cow.
Yeah, it's amazing. I take one exception to that rap music. When you watch this Cops on Patrol live on Samsung TV, they play that one about what you gonna do now, what you gonna do now. And, you know, give me out, let me out, let me out. It's kind of cute. I kind of like that one.
Get on that subject anyway. So what else are you doing today to stay out of trouble? Or is Bernice having to hover over you with a frying pan?
Well, this is NZTR. I tried putting on a screensaver on my new iPhone, and I didn't have much luck last night. I couldn't get the air bubbles out of it. And I followed the instructions, which are pretty poor. So I'm going to go downstairs and put on my magnifiers and try to do it with the second chance screensaver.
Be on that one, but anyway, I'll take your word for it. Well, I don't know what I'm going to do for the rest of the day. One of my main goals is to stay warm. I feel sorry for, I was talking to Larry earlier, and he's got a lean coat on his 4Runner, and I wish I could help him with it, but I don't have what I need to read the bids. I couldn't even think of short fuel trim. Good cow. Can't believe my brain is just that far gone, but evidently it is. But that's, there's two short fuel trims you can look at, and there's long fuel trims too on the computer if you have the program. And I don't know how much the program is, but I'm not going to spend the money. It's a lot of money. And I'm not going to spend the money, you know, just so I can fix my own car, because I've got an extended warranty and try not to worry about that. But anyway, but, you know, he was, you know, struggling to figure it out. And lean codes can be a real pain sometimes.
One about a radio, and then it sounded like you said fuel trim. Am I correct?
There's a pin on the, once you plug the computer into the data link connector and turn the switch on, it connects to the car, and you can start the car up and you can look at the fuel trim, and it's, I can't remember if it's negative or positive, but it should be somewhere, you know, like minus two, minus three, or up to a plus two, plus three, somewhere around in there. And, you know, if it's not, then, you know, you got a problem. So by looking at the fuel trim and spraying brake clean around places that you might suspect, vacuum leak. Those pits, when you hit that vacuum leak, they'll go back to normal, and so that's how you can find it.
We used to just spray that carburetor cleaner around the intake manifold and listen for an RPM increase.
Actually, it's an RPM decrease, anyway, see, what's happening is unmetered air is getting into the vehicle, into the engine, and, you know, if the mass airflow sensor isn't seeing it, then it's going to set a lean code if it's a big enough leak. And the only other thing that I can think of that I've run into is people, they'll accidentally put E85 fuel in their vehicle, and you know, that'll, most cars can't run off of that, or they can run off of it, but it'll set a lean code if they're not designed to burn E85. But I'd say most of the time I ran into vacuum leaks, and yeah, it can be around your intake, it can be a rubber hose, and on the Mazda 3, the four-cylinder engine, the intake came over a vacuum hose where the PCV valve was, and you couldn't see it, and it would get a hole in it, and it would collapse, and it would start sucking air, and you really couldn't hear it because of the noise the engine was making. And but you could spray some brake clean in there, and you would immediately see that that's what your problem was.
NGRLTR. Well, I never heard of a ling. I think it's L-I-N-G, the way it sounds that you're telling me about. I never heard of that. That's interesting. I would have thought that you could look at stoichiometry or air gas ratios of 12:8:1 or something like that. I don't know what they are now, but that's what they used to be.
I don't even know what the heck you're talking about. Yeah, it's lean, like a lean piece of meat, you know, that kind of thing. What is that, L-E-A-N? I believe it's the way it's spelled. I'm not sure. But that unmetered air is getting into the engine from a source other than going through the intake, the air filter, and going through the mass airflow sensor.
Understand that, and cracked vacuum hoses are good about that, but, oh, I don't know, Dave, I'm not near the mechanic you are. There's a word called stoichiometry, and it's indicative of the air-gas ratio going into the carburetors and that, and I don't know if that applies in this case or not, but in my days, it was 12.8 to 1 on the air-gas ratio is what I was referring to. But with your solid southern drawl, it sounded like L-I-N-G. Now that you said the word lean is from Kansas, L-E-A-N, in English, I understand.
For CPA, well, you know, you and I are just going to have a sit down, and I'll teach you some of the southern phrases that we use down here. I had this, one of the pros at Sports Club is from Italy, and he still has a real strong, you know, Italian accent. Great guy. He left, but anyway. But he had a real strong accent, even though he spoke good English. And I said, you know, I kept saying, you know, that's not the way we say it down here. And I was just giving him a hard time. But and he knew it, so. But he was a great guy, I tell you. Well, I'm going to jump out of here. I'm sitting in the driveway, and I'm going to pull the horse in the barn and shut her down. And we'll talk to you later. But it's been a pleasure. N0TRKP4CBA, clear up to yours.
Yeah, the language that you hear down here is amazing. I've never heard it before, but I'm learning a lot watching that Cops on Patrol on Samsung. And even the black officers, you know, I addressed a police officer as Officer So-and-So or whatever his name is. But they start out, what you do, Dad? And do you feel me? And, hey, dog, what'd you stop me for? I didn't do that. What'd you do that for? And it's just a whole different language, Dave. And generally speaking, all of the police officers included, that's the way they address them back. It's just like you're ripping the English language to pieces. But to me, that's not respectful, calling somebody a dog or a bro or a bra or whatever. But I'm old-fashioned, redneck, narrow-minded, and I'm going to stay that way. Take care, Dave. KB4CBA, N0TR. Have a good day.
N0TR, W4DJW. I switched computers out. I did an upgrade on my computer, and I switched one out. I want to make sure this one is working to control the radio as well as the last one did. Not sound any different than normal.
It's terrible. I can't hardly understand you. It sounds like binary coded decimal coming over the airwaves.
Okay, you want me to start using bro? And dog.
Cave, doing a great job. No, it doesn't sound any different. This is N0TR.
Okay, I appreciate it. I got some more work to do. I just wanted to take advantage of this, you guys ending your conversation and tag on the tail end of that just to make sure that this thing still works before the net starts tonight and I get in trouble. And somebody says you have no audio. because this all goes through the computer. So when you swap out computers, you got to make sure you got all the pipes set up right.
You feel me now?
Say again.
I said, yes, dog, do you feel me now?
Je comprends pas. I don't understand. I speak English. I don't know. I don't know that other language. But I do like to watch the cops, the On Patrol Live, I think is what they call it now. They used to call it something different, the older version. I like the older one better, but the newer one works pretty good, too. And that's because Amy likes detective shows and stuff like that. So if I had my rethers, I'd be watching Discovery Channel. But, you know, you got to compromise sometimes.
Yeah, I was listening to one this morning, and this black guy was talking to a black officer, and he was calling him dog, and then there was another one that they went to, and, well, everybody was a bro there, and, you know, in my days, it was officer, but they're destroying the English language, and the officers talk that way, too, but it's not racist or anything. I just feel like it's kind of disrespectful, but Bernice likes those even. 1845, 1820, and 1890 are the channels on Samsung, and it's free. But one of them's where these guys, these detectives, got, and you know, they're investigating different kinds of crimes. And a lot of them's murders. I don't like the ones that are real gory or anything like that. And it's interesting to see the forensics they go through and how they solve the ambiguity, you know. And I really enjoy them. There's a lot of the other TV that I, you know, the more modern stuff I don't care about, Dave.
Well, I like watching that for a while. I don't like it when they get on to people that are just down on their luck, and they're hard on the people that are down. Everybody gets down on their luck every now and then. And when they start hammering on somebody that's just at the low point in their life, that's the last thing they need, is somebody hammering on them even harder. So when it gets to seeing a lot of those, one right after another, that's when I'm ready to turn it. Turn the channel. They got nothing better to do than that, and I'm not interested in watching it. But the thing about the language and that they use, so when I came down here when I was 6 years old, and then we went back north and we came back and forth till I got to be in junior high, and that's when we stayed down here. My dad used to complain. We went back and forth a lot between north and south, and he used to complain about guys down here calling the thing that's under the hood of their car a motor. Because he was taught in school, in engineering school, that it's a motor if it gets its energy source externally, like a pneumatic motor or an electric motor or a hydraulic motor. But if it develops its energy internally, then it's an engine, like a jet engine, like a gasoline engine. And everybody down here called them motors. And I tried to tell people that. But to no avail, right? They're still going to call it a motor. And they say, well, what about a motorboat? What about a motorcycle that are gasoline-powered? Yeah, you're right. Later in life, I learned from an English teacher that language is not a constant, right? What you learned for English when you were coming up through school, and what I learned when I was coming up through school, and somebody 10 years after me, isn't the same. Languages evolve just like everything else. And how that's happening, what you hear them using, that language that they're using, the southern guys calling an engine a motor, that's evolution of the language. And that's perfectly natural. And it has happened since humans developed language, right? It is nothing, it's not disrespectful to English. It is English. It's the evolution of English. So, although it might sound disrespectful, because that's what I was thinking too, it's not disrespectful at all. It is English. It is the evolving English.
This is NGRTR. Well, I'd agree with you on some of it. And also, I'd agree with you on the police shows. And I get the same way. I told Bernice the other day, I said, these officers in that area they're going to today is a poor area, and a lot of times it's a black area. And they'll stop a car for a license tag out or too much tint on the windshield. Now, the too much tint on the windshield, that's legitimate. But they're in that area because they know there's drugs there, and almost everybody's carrying them, it seems like. At least that's the way they propagate the information. And I think that's keen on the poor. And, of course, you don't want somebody on drugs out there either, or driving. But, or a blacked out license plate. Well, that's against the law, and I don't believe people should do that. But you see it all the time around here. One of them, the other day, Dave, he had a button in the front of the car, and you push the button, and a black screen come up over the license tag. And he seemed like a pretty straight guy, you know. He didn't act like a crook or nothing like that. But he forgot to push the button, and an officer come up behind him and stopped him. But they'll... You know, they never stop them for headlights out around here. You don't see any officers anyways, at least we don't. And they'll stop them for a headlight out or not giving a turn signal. Or when they turn the corner, they'll turn out into the second or the third lane instead of in the first lane and then giving a signal. That's kind of petty. I think you're right on that.
And I'm waiting to hear the part about the English language evolving.
That's what I said at first. I agree with you on some of it, but I don't think you should call a police officer a dog, and I don't believe he's your bro just because he's black and you're black, and I'm bro, I'm Officer Jones or whoever it might be. I agree with him on that, but... you're not going to stop that. That's just part of their language now. And you're right about that. It's evolved, but it's like anything else in the world, like our education system. If you can't pass the test, you lower the standards.
Okay. Well, it is something that takes some adjustment to get used to. And I got to where I listen to people call an engine a motor. And it's water off a duck's back now. I can listen to that and not say anything about it. But boy, it used to irk me. It used to irk me a lot. And you know, about the cops thing. When I was a kid, before I knew anything about anything, I was 14 years old when I got my first car. It was a 65 Mustang. And a 65 Mustang Fastback. My mom drove it. With the oil light on, but the oil light was burned out, so she didn't know it was on. And one of the retainers around one of the valve stems, the seal, had got really hard and brittle and broken and fell to the bottom of the tank, and the oil pump picked it up, and it got stuck between the gears, so it twisted the shaft off on the oil pump, and wasn't getting any oil, and the light was burned out, so she didn't see it. So the engine seized right after I got it, and I ordered a short block to put in it. And when I got it all built and everything and nice and running really good, first trip around the block, first trip out of the driveway and around the block, and me being 14 years old, I didn't know that much about it. And back then, I could drive during the daytime by myself. I had to have a person in the car with me at night to drive. But I drove it around the block, and when I got within about three houses of my house going around the block, the very first time after it was brand new, a cop stopped me. And it had glass backs on it, mufflers, and they sounded good. But it's a brand new engine. I hadn't revved it up yet at all, right? I was just babying it. And he said, "Get out of that car. Let me get in that car." And he jumped in there and put the gas pedal on the floor on a brand new engine, and to hear how loud the mufflers were. I told him, "No, that's a brand new engine. I'm breaking it in." And he got really, really mad at me, and for telling him no. Now, he thought I was a young kid that had tons of experience, and I was spinning tires and making blue smoke and driving reckless. He didn't know anything about me. He treated me the wrong way. That gave me a really, really, for the longest time, a really, really sour taste in my mouth about all cops. And the thing about the license tag and the button to turn it out, I would think about things like that because of that one experience with that one cop at that one point in time who was a very bad cop, right? I know most of them are not that way. But there's enough of them that are that way that if you get caught by one of them and they do something like that to a brand new engine, it's going to make you mad. So I can see both ways. And I'm probably about to time the repeater out, W4DJW.
Dave, your signal two different times went down to about an S1 with lots of static in it on your last couple of transmissions. I don't know if mine is doing that or not. If it isn't, well, there's a problem on your end, I'd say. Most of the time, it's really good. But yes, I agree with you. That's right. When I was 14, one of the fads was on the old Chevrolets and stuff like that. These guys had their headlights, and they tint them blue. So I thought, well, I'll do that on my Cushman Eagle scooter. And I was driving down 4th Street one day, going to the paper office to get my papers, and I delivered 135 papers from the Headlight and Sun. This officer, and they called him Blackie Rice, and he was a white guy, and it's just a nickname he had. And I knew him later years, and he mild it out. But he pulled me over because I tinted that. And the blue lights weren't used then, Dave. They were red. That was back in the 60s. And so I didn't see anything wrong with it at all. And it wasn't, opaque or anything like that. It was just lightly tinted blue. And he had me in tears. I was just 14 years old. I had a permit to drive a scooter in Kansas. And really, really got on me at 4 o'clock in the morning or so. There's nothing else out there. And I wasn't speeding and wasn't doing nothing wrong. But yeah, it puts a bad taste in your mouth, I'll tell you for sure. And there's a lot of that. But the things that I don't like of people is when an officer pulls you over and he tells you to do something, well, do it, and you won't have any problem at all. If he tells you to step out of the car, step out of the car. And they'll sit there and tell him he don't have the right to do that. He don't have the right to search my car, yada, yada, yada. And these other guys that are sovereign citizens, I never heard of that. They'll tell him they didn't have the right to stop them. And they're not driving, they're traveling. And they don't have a license, they don't have a registration, they don't have a current tag. But when the police officer asks you to do something, evidently he's got the right. So your best option is to comply if you haven't done anything wrong. But you see that over and over on those cop shows where people refuse to get out of the car or give identification or give false identification. I never knew until I started watching those that people would do such things.
Well, I bumped my power up. If it's a weak point in my transmission line, then this will probably expose it. It'll probably be really bad. If it was just I wasn't putting out enough power, then this will probably eliminate it. So let me know. Either way, if it exposes it as a weak point in my transmission line. Because I haven't done maintenance to it in years. But I'm the same way with cops. Last time I went down to Fort Myers, I was going through Columbia, and I thought I was about to miss my exit. So I turned off on the exit at the last minute, and a cop caught me. And he said, did you realize that was a dangerous move to be moving at the last minute like that? And I said, yes, sir. You're absolutely correct. Anything he said was, yes, sir, you're absolutely correct. And he was the nicest guy. I was very respectful to him, and he just let me go, and it was over with. I got no ticket. I got no increase in my insurance, nothing like that. So it does pay to be very respectful to them. But I know there's those one you know, that was probably the only one I'll ever get in my life that was a bad cop, the very first one that ever stopped me. Right after I spent all that money and all that time working on that engine to put it in that car. and that really, really soured me toward all cops at that point in time. But that's only 14 years old. I didn't have an inventory of experience to reference that against. And I'd never spun a tire on the road in my life. Right? Later, my dad took me to Kmart in his Buick and said, you're going to spin this thing around on this web pavement so you understand how easy it is to lose traction. Later, you know, after I'd been driving for a while, we went up on a Sunday morning to Kmart parking lot, and he got me to get it up to 45, 50 miles an hour, cutting across the parking lot and spin it out on wet pavement, just to know how easy it was. And boy, that was enlightening. Anyway, Tom, I'll let you go. I kept you long enough. Let me know if this QSO was any better than last one. It is on high power now. It could have just been I was running too low a power. N0TR, W4DJW.
This is N0TR. Well, I'll tell you a quick story. Isaac, my oldest grandson, had a Mustang. And I'll never forget an old butcher that worked for my dad in the store called them stud horses. But, and that would make me exceedingly mad because you don't want to do that to a break-in engine. But Isaac goes down Lawrence Avenue, and you know down there towards Old Time Pottery, and that there's a bunch of businesses that there's just flat concrete out there where the business used to be. And he had a girlfriend in the car, and just not long after he got his license, he's down there and he spun a donut with her in there, and the police officer stopped him. Give him a warning ticket, and not only that, wrote Amy, our daughter, a very, very nice letter and telling her exactly what he was doing. Now, he knew better because I put him through the BMW driving school out there. It wasn't cheap, but I thought if it saved his life, it'd be good because it does like your dad did you. It throws you into those situations, which I've been in up in Kansas in the snow, and it's good to know how to correct that. So your dad did right, but he was just showing off and probably showing some of his skills he learned at school. But another time, Dave, we got stopped up here on Wade Hampton. I was taking Bernice out for her birthday dinner. And a very nice highway patrolman was right beside of me. I knew he had a radar because I got a very fine radar detector. And he was running radar up there on Wade Hampton. And we was going to the steakhouse down there, Texas Roadhouse. Anyways, every time I'd start out at the corner, he'd accelerate with that motorcycle, a BMW, just as fast as I could. And I had a bunch of traffic on the right, a bunch of traffic on the left. And so we got to another stoplight just before, and I wasn't familiar exactly where it was down there. And so I took off fast to get ahead of him, got an appreciable distance ahead of him, give a left turn signal, and be darned if he didn't pull me over for an unsafe lane change. He was just awesome in all of his actions. I think what it was he was running radar, and I got in front of him there, and he couldn't run the radar, and so it ticked him off, and he pulled me over. But he just wrote me a warning ticket, and started to walk off, and I said, wait a minute now, I've been honest with you. And I said, I was told you officers are really polite. And I said, you didn't wish my wife happy birthday. And he stuck his head in the window and he says, happy birthday, Bernice, or Mrs. Rouse. And he went on. But that was a good experience. Anyways, Dave, nice talking to you. Your signal's perfect now. No problem whatsoever. W4DJW and 0TR clip.
Okay, Tom, thanks for the QSO. I enjoyed it. Until Miss Bernice, hello. You guys enjoy the rest of your afternoon. N0TR, W4DJW, clear.